1912, he was proclaimed the world's greatest athlete, and some of his Olympic records from that year still stood over two decades later. He was a well-rounded athlete that even won the Dancing with the Stars competition of his day. And his story is next on the American Countryside. Jim Thorpe was born on the Sac and Fox Nation in Prague, Oklahoma in 1888. He had a very successful football career at Carlisle Indian Industrial School in Pennsylvania, making All-American teams and defeating powerhouse programs such as Army and Penn State. Coached by Pop Warner, he attended the 1912 Summer Olympics in Stockholm.
He won the decathlon and the pentathlon. That was the first year those two were offered. He won them both.
Linda Frick shares the story from the Thorpe home in Yale, Oklahoma. Thorpe was truly a multi-talented athlete. In fact, he even won the Intercollegiate Ballroom Dancing Championship in 1912. Those at the Stockholm Olympics recognized his greatness.
When the King of Sweden presented him his trophies, he said, "You, sir, are the greatest athlete in the world." And to that, he said, "Thanks, King."
Thorpe returned to a hero's welcome in the U.S.
He was definitely a celebrity. Ticker tape parades in New York, people wanting to meet him, talk to him.
He played professional football with the Canton Bulldogs, baseball with the Giants, Reds, and Braves, and even had a stint in professional basketball. He died in 1953. He and his third wife had little money at the time of his passing, and that is perhaps the reason he was buried in a town foreign to him.
He had never set foot in Jim Thorpe, Pennsylvania. His third wife made the arrangements for him to be buried there.
The Pennsylvania town changed his name to Jim Thorpe and secured the athlete's remains, interring him in their city and erecting a monument. Thorpe is to this day regarded as one of the greatest all-around athletes of all time. Traveling the countryside in Yale, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCray.